was far-reaching for more employers and more public accommodations. You have to visualize a segregated Jim Crow South that we lived in, where you couldn't go into this facility or that facility. So that was the beginning of many opportunities that young people have today. And that's what he was working on. So he didn't get to live to see how everything would pan out. But I'm very proud of his work. Before that, he was a student at Howard Law School, where they were laid the groundwork for Brown versus the Board of Education. He came to Hopkinsville in 1946 and started to do what he did, organize the community and create opportunity.